What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hype Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are continuing our Laker player evaluations. Y'all, we are continuing our Laker player evaluations with the guy with not two, but one brow. You already know how. Look, he's supposed to, I said supposed to, set Laker Nation free. I'm talking about that 28-year-old superstar, AD. Don't even worry, Laker Nation. We're going to talk about that superstar part in just a moment. But look, y'all, we're talking about Anthony Davis continuing our Laker player evaluations. And we're going to start it off with a quote from the man himself, AD. Check this out, y'all. This is from Anthony Davis himself. The entire team is kind of in a slump right now. A drought. Not more so individually, but just collectively on both ends of the ball. This is the lowest we've been in a while. So this is from Anthony Davis, and this was said after our loss to Toronto the other night. This is from AD himself, and I want to highlight one part of this quote. Not more so individually, but just collectively on both ends of the ball. Laker Nation, we're going to get into the individual part of that in just a moment because we're going to talk about stats. Now, look, as I told you, Laker Nation, stats don't tell the whole story, but they do tell a part of it. Let's look at the individual stats for Anthony Davis, shall we? So, for the 2020-2021 season, Anthony Davis is averaging 21 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, and 3 assists a game on 50% shooting from the field. So, 21, 8, and 3 on 50% shooting. Okay, that's the offensive side of the ball, Laker Nation. Now let's look at the defensive side of the ball. So, Anthony Davis, this year, in regards to defensive win shares. Now, from our audience out there, defensive win shares are an individual's impact on a team winning a game defensively. I'll say it one more time for those who didn't catch me. An individual's impact on a team winning a game defensively. This year, Anthony Davis, in regards to defensive win shares, is ranked 55 in the NBA. Now, I know you say to me, hype. So what's the deal? 21, 8, and 3, 55 ranked in the NBA in defense? That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all considering he had coming off an injury and it's been a shortened season. Okay. Let's just put it into perspective, though. Let's just put it into perspective by looking at Anthony Davis' statistics from last season, the season we won the NBA championship. We're going to look at his statistics. Check this out, Laker Nation. So, last year, Anthony Davis averaged 26 points a game. He averaged 9 rebounds a game, and he averaged 3 assists a game. So, essentially, 5 more points last year, 1 more rebound, and the same assist on 50% shooting. So, he's still shooting 50% from the field in both seasons. All right, now, the only difference is, because that's pretty similar, only 5-point difference. Let's look at the defensive side of the ball. Defensive win shares. Anthony Davis' ranking in defensive win shares last year, he was number 2 ranked in the NBA. Number 2. So that means Anthony Davis, who is now ranked 55, has fallen 53 spots in regards to defensive win shares this season. Laker Nation, that's completely unacceptable. And I know you're going to say, oh, he's been hurt. Oh, it's been a short season. All these things. Okay. So with that being said, let's look at Anthony Davis's numbers before he got hurt this season. Shall we? Check this out. We came back in December. Anthony Davis's numbers in December were 19 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, and 3 assists. 19 points. January, 22 points a game, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. So, it's getting a little warm now, given 22 points a game. Mind you, in February, Anthony Davis got hurt, February the 14th, with a calf Achilles injury. Before that, he played about 5 games in February. He averaged 23 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, and 1 assist. So, you say to me, oh, he was averaging 23 before he got hurt. Oh, he was just getting in the groove because of the shortened season. This, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. No. Laker Nation, for anybody else, fantastic numbers. You sit here and you tell me somebody else has 23 points a game, fluctuating between 5 to 8 rebounds a game, fluctuating between 1 to 3 assists. I'd be like, that's excellent. Not Anthony Davis. Laker Nation, we're talking about a guy who is a bona fide superstar. We're talking about a guy who can guard 1 through 4. We're talking about a guy who, even now, at 28 years old, has already scored 40 points and 20 rebounds in a game 4 times. I'll repeat it for those that didn't hear me. He has scored 40 points and collected 20 rebounds in a game 4 times. He has scored 59 points and collected 20 rebounds in a game before. This guy can do it all. He can dribble up the court. He can shoot the 3. He can hit you with a fadeaway. And he can dunk all over you. This is a bona fide superstar. This is a guy the LA Lakers just paid 5 years, $190 million, max contract. 23 points in February before you got hurt is unacceptable. And starting off the season with 19 points is unacceptable. And even now, to be averaging 21 points a game, Laker Nation, 8 rebounds and 3 assists is unacceptable. You are a bona fide superstar. It's unacceptable. Look, y'all, Anthony Davis is the most talented power forward of all time. Yeah, I said it. I didn't say the greatest. Shout out to Timmy Duncan. I see you, Timmy. I said the most talented. Name one thing he can't do. Name one thing this man can't do with the basketball. It's been a lackluster season. And to be honest, I feel like he's gotten complacent. I feel like he got complacent because we won the championship last year. And so I feel like he came into the season sluggish and a bit out of shape. I know it was a shortened offseason. I know it was the shortest offseason in any sports history. But you can't come in as one of the leaders of our team. Mind you, how many more years does LeBron have? 3? Max? We are looking at Anthony Davis as a guy who's supposed to be our number one dog soon. When you come in with these numbers and this mentality, it doesn't help. It doesn't help show leadership. It doesn't help show determination. It doesn't help show grit. And I know what y'all thinking. Oh, did you see him? Did you see him last night versus Denver? Yeah, that was one game. This is a superstar, y'all. This guy's in the same breath as Kevin Durant, as LeBron James. He is that talented. We have to hold him to that. So my grade for Anthony Davis this year, I give him a C-. And I feel like that's being generous. I really do. Look, I'm not even talking about the injuries, because injuries happen. We can't control the injuries. What we can control is what we're bringing on that court every night. And Laker Nation, if we want to go back-to-back like Drake said, this man has got to be giving us 28-10 every single game in the playoffs. Minimum. And guess what? He can do it, Laker Nation. He can do it. So like I said, I got to give him a C-. I got to. I'm concerned. And what goes through my mind is, are you able to up your game up? I know you've been hurt. I know you're struggling to get back in the groove of things. But the truth of the matter is, when it's time to go, are you going to be ready to roll? This season, he was not. And for a superstar with these numbers, I got to call it how I see it. I can't try to curve it for him. I got to call it how I see it. Laker Nation, Anthony Davis has underperformed this season. He has played far, far below his average. And that's why I got to give him a C-. I got to. Look, y'all, I love y'all. I love y'all. That's my player evaluation for Anthony Davis. Y'all, I am so excited. We got more player evaluations coming. Y'all, the playoffs are right around the corner, so I really need AD to pick it up. But anyway, that's beside the point. Y'all, for the playoffs, I will be doing a show for each in every playoff game of the Laker playoff run. I'm so excited. I'm hyped. I can't get enough of it. Y'all, I love y'all. For my football fans out there, stay tuned. We got some exciting stuff coming your way. Shout out to my 12s. Love y'all. Hey, Hype Mike, the sports guy, Laker player evaluation. Love y'all. Peace.